Should we stop saying Publix and say something else? Like, I don't know. The Pea Place.
No, not that really bad.
That probably isn't good.
And as you could tell, this is Cooking Fish, where there really is no rules about anything.
And no sponsors either.
We just kind of talk about whatever. And because it's community radio, please donate to your local community radio station. Keep these guys in there doing local stuff for local people. Or even if you're far away, it's still us sitting in a trailer talking about fishing and cooking fish.
And cooking fish.
Today, we are going to cook snappers.
Delicious.
You snapperized it. Okay.
Frankie asked me earlier in the week, he was like, what fish are we talking about? I was like, I don't care. What do you want to talk about? Because I love to cook. It doesn't matter. He's like, let's do one on snapper. We hadn't did one on snapper in a while, so let's do that.
Okay. Right. I just like how you're starting to call Frankie now. I feel like he's your best bud.
Yeah, everybody gets a nickname, and
Frank just turned into Frankie this week. This episode.
I don't mind.
I'm
just letting the viewers know that yes, they're hearing you right by you calling him Frankie because yeah. I just noticed it. I'm like, wow,
a lot of customers, you know,
call you Frankie.
Yeah, they. I get from you know.
Let's hear the worst. No, I'm just kidding. What do you really get, Frank?
New family radio.
Let's start there.
Well, you got to remember, it's Fish and Frank, and sometimes there's an F in front of Frank, but it ain't fishing.
Yeah.
Feasible Frank?
Feasible Frank. That's
joking,
what it was.
All joking
fantastic
aside,
Frank.
Everybody loves Franks. Everybody loves Frank. It's an awesome place to go. So but, I'm just plugging that in.
Thank you. We get together on Monday nights, and we made our own little recording studio, and we have a good time with it. But you hear stuff in the background and things like that.
Yeah.
This isn't like pro radio. We just like having fun.
Wait, we're not pros? What is this, chop liver?
Chop snapper today.
Chop snapper. Chop yeah, snapper. Snapper.
I would say chop snapper more
yeah.
or less.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely snapper.
I don't. Can you eat the liver out of a fish?
Absolutely.
Do the gizzard of a mullet.
Yeah.
A mullet gizzard's. I
sometimes the roux. Don't forget the roux. Roux's pretty good.
Roe. ROE is not roux. It's roe.
Roux.
Roe. I like how Frank just.
You say roe.
He just looked up at you, lower his mouth to the mic, and just went, roe.
Roux.
That was like amazing.
Roe.
Roux. You call what you want to, Frank.
Okay, you got God on your side.
There you go.
All right. I'm not messing with you and your buddies.
All right, let's get on the snapper side of it, because I think we're going to get into some comical stuff like we always do.
And I'm on the snapper side of life.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, so Saturday we went out fishing. We got some American Reds. We got some Lane snapper, and we got some mangrove snapper.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a little bit of variety, and this works for any of them. It doesn't matter. Snapper is just a beautiful piece of meat, great, great fish. But this particular American Red.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's this going to tailored for?
This is American Red.
I'm kind of thinking I'm being a little insulted. He's calling him a piece of meat.
What? So
there's human emotions, and he's more than just a piece.
My eyes are up here.
Oh my gosh! All right, for the record, we don't get sponsored by anyone. So whenever we say something, it's because we shop there or we know something about it, right? So everybody, let's say it together. Publix.
Who would sponsor us with the?
You just said we're professionals. Okay. We should have sponsors. Publix, pay attention. Sponsor this show because we sponsor you all the time.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So go to Publix, get you some good old-fashioned flour, okay?
What aisle is that in, by the way?
What
aisle?
It depends on which Publix you're at.
Oh, okay. So
It's the one that says flour on it.
Yeah,
the
seasoning.
One bad thing is you go up one and it's over there. You go to the next one, it's all the way over there.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay,
they do that so you don't know your way around the store. You just at randomly shop and pick up other things you don't want.
Yeah. Sounds like, you got their, I think, business plan down, but go ahead.
Yeah.
So, flour aisle.
And that's why they put the candy aisle up front because all the kids are standing there with you. And
Is this your special flour that you always buy?
No, you cannot find it in Publix. Unfortunately, Publix, pay attention. We need Hudson cream flour down here because you can't get it.
So what are you using in place of?
The gold. Anything, really. Just, Martha, MacArthur.
Whatever the gold label flour is.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever best flour you can get down here in Florida. But if you can get your hands on it, Hudson cream flour makes the best flour, period. Okay. Then when you catch your snapper, we fillet it, okay? I go up by the head, kind of make a little cut, go all the way back to the tail, flip the meat over, just continue my cut. I have my
Your knife, go down to where it hits the backbone, you make a turn, and come right along the backbone.
That's right.
And then before you cut the fillet off of the fish, it helps to have the weight of the fish.
Yes.
To you that keeps, when you're trying to cut the meat off of the skin at that point,
yep,
that little bit of weight from the fish can really be beneficial.
Yeah, or something to, for me, it's at least something to grab onto. So when you go to the bottom of the tail, then you flip it over, that way it's still attached to the fish, you can grab onto it and then continue the fillet down the skin and leave. It's a less mess too. You leave everything intact to the
was
the
you carcass. Going to say butt?
No,
the butt of the fish.
Not at
butts
all.
Butts up a little north of that.
Well, you know, we have a saying around here, you know, because I mean the last few weeks have just been crazy for me, you know.
Yes.
Lots of stuff to get done, dad right. passing away, and I mean just everything's all kind of hitting at the same moment, and we call that eating an how do you eat an elephant? Well, one bite at a time, right? So
yes,
you just, you know, one bite and you work your way through it.
Yeah,
I've just got to learn not to start at that end.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I've been sitting here going, okay, I know you eat an elephant one bite at a time, but I got to start in a different spot.
So, back on topic.
That's an interesting take on
we're on fish, okay? All right. So, I'm with y'all. You know, the fish does help you hold on to it.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but
you
I
want
do.
To go back to the elephant, don't you?
What I'm wondering about, is there any special, you fillet the snapper out and you take the meat off the skin. Is there anything you got to watch out for in any of these snappers? Like with Spanish, you got to cut around the one anal fin, otherwise you get bones in there. Or
this,
are these
this
just
has a
easy
little,
to fillet?
In between, you know, if you go from the top to the bottom of the fish, there's a little
the
row
blood,
of bones blood, in the middle.
Yeah.
So you have a top fillet and a bottom fillet. And so what I do is I come back at a 45-degree angle. There's a seam in the fillet.
Right.
And if you go at a 45-degree angle and cut down from the top down, you'll get on the back side of them, flip that over, and cut it again the same way backward, and then you're going to cut that bone section out.
Right along now, where the backbone would be. Cause you
not
get
the backbone, the rib bone. What you call that?
The backbone.
Yeah, backbone.
Yeah.
And once you get that out, you can actually use that, put it in boiling water, the meat comes straight off, skin the bones out, and you can have fish soup. So you can always do that.
But
a little bit of onions in there.
That's what I was wondering about, because I always, when I go down to make my cut on snappers, I always let my knife ride a little high along the backbone, and I'll get the fillets off, and then I'll take a knife and go in, and above where the backbone is, I end up usually with a nice little extra chunk of meat there.
Yep.
I actually kind of triangle that out, and I actually get a little more meat off of them because I let my knife ride just a little high, so I avoid that. It seems like I'm just chipping off pieces of the backbone going down.
Mm. Yeah, just I usually an electric knife with a battery operated,
right?
And it just real and it skims right off, and then it doesn't take me any time because I want long strips of fillets for what we're doing. Some fish I'll make bite sized fish out of. But snapper, I like to have that big fillet out there. So I just cut that middle section bone out. It's just a little bit of... I mean,
you're only going in like an eighth of an inch.
Yeah, it's not much.
It's very low.
But like I said, I don't like to waste the fish. So a lot of times the wife will boil the head and these little strips of bone. We'll get the meat out of it, and we'll make fish soup. And that lasts, you know, for the week. But
so anyway, you got flour. We went to a nondescript, no-name store and bought flour.
Publix. Sorry.
Okay.
I want to get Publix to sponsors,
Where is, I mean, okay.
Yes.
You got the flour. What's the next thing we need?
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to make a little pot, a little bowl of mix, okay? And so we're going to take about a half a cup to three-quarter cup of Tony Cesare seasoning. I like a little bit of pepper, and that's got some peppers in it.
Yeah.
It's not an overkill. It's not too hot. So I'm going to use about a cup and a half of flour, about a half a cup to three-quarters of Tony Cesare. Then I'm going to take I wrote it down over here for him to see because I thought he was going to kick in here.
Go ahead, Barry. What's the next ingredient on the list?
Diced green onion.
That's right.
Diced green onions for $500, Alex.
I'm going to take diced green onions. It's just the long greeny onions, you know, and I'm going to use the whole thing. I do cut off
What's the name of those?
Diced.
Scallions.
Scallions, yes.
Scallions.
Scallions.
Okay.
Yeah. But I cut the end
great
off.
Great, we're on
a
cooking show.
Thanks, Martha.
Wow. So I'm going to cut the little roots off where the onion part is. If you take the green part and you tuck it back under, you'll just grow a regular onion. That's how it works. But anyway, I dice those up pretty nice. I want it kind of thin, okay? Then I'm going to take a little bit of green pepper, yellow pepper, red pepper, the mix. And dice those up pretty small. I'm going to throw all
talking
that
about
in the
like
mix.
Quarter inch pieces.
No, very
inch?
Small. It's very very small. I have a chopper from here's another plug, Pepper Chef, and I just chop it up on my cutting board. And
so it's kind of like the old Ron Popeil chopper, but you get them from Pepper Chef because they actually stay together.
That's right. Okay. And I want to dice it up, and then I'll kind of squeeze it out with some paper towels. I want a lot of the juice out of there.
Right. Nice and dry.
Yeah, nice and dry.
So the flour will stick. Is that why?
There you go. Okay. And then I'm going to put that over into a bowl, and I'm going to mix all that up. Then I'm going to make my eggs, I'm going to put my filet down in the egg mix, the egg and milk, okay? Then I'm going to take the filets out of that, put it into my flour mix.
Kind of like breading it, right?
Okay. Yep, breading it. And I pat it on there pretty solidly. And I put it in some vegetable oil. Normally, I would use peanut oil, but not on this one. I use vegetable oil. And then I put it in my iron skillet, and I cook it up until it's golden brown on both sides, and it is an amazing, amazing
taste. How much
taste.
Oil do you put in that skillet?
So I like to go, all right, let's say you have a filet that's about a half inch thick, a quarter inch thick, whatever it is. All you want your oil to do is cover just about to the top of it.
Okay.
All right? So you don't want to cover it. You want it to be just about to the top. You want the top to breathe a little bit. And then when you flip it over, then it's going to cook the other side. But it doesn't take long on the second half.
All right. So basically it was green peppers, onions.
Tony's
accessory.
Tony's accessory, yeah.
And Creole seasoning.
Just some flour.
Yep.
And eggs and milk, I guess, eggs also to bread it. So
or to and
get the, when the, do you put the eggs and milk in?
That helps the batter stay on the fish.
But what I'm saying is, do you mix it in with the flour?
No, I have two bowls.
Two separate bowls here.
Two bowls. You're going to make your egg whites and your milk in one, and you mix that up. And that's where your flays go into. They're going to soak in that while you're making the other
one. Now, you take the yolks out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just egg whites.
I always leave the yolks in.
Depends on the fish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, why do you take the yolks out with the snapper?
I just don't want the yellow in there. I don't want that extra eck. No.
Does it have to do with the fact that it's like a white filet, so you want like egg whites? Like, would it like change the color of the
it
filet?
It would change the color.
And maybe possibly the
taste. It definitely turns them a yellow because it's like scrambled eggs at that point.
Exactly.
And I don't like it, so and, I use just egg whites. And you can use a color.
The other thing,
it
would change the flavor, though, too, a lot.
It probably would.
Just the eggs white. Well, it'd be like
richer.
Trying to put eggs white or egg yolks in that cream, you know, topping they put on pies.
Yep.
I'm glad we're in a cooking show because we know all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's baking. I don't do baking. I do cooking. I cook. I don't bake.
Since it's like the holiday season, do we put their little pumpkin spice in there just for good measure?
Okay, you if you want to.
Okay.
On the fish?
With your pumpkin spice latte on the side?
No.
Okay, just kidding.
All right. It's girly.
I can.
Nothing wrong with it. But just
is
not
there
me.
Pumpkin rum?
Hey. Come on.
You don't drink. You're
no,
like a god person.
Yeah.
I'm not a god person.
But
you know?
I mean, pumpkin pie is it. If you go past that with the pumpkin, it's all right. The pumpkin roll is pretty good. But I mean,
was going to say that. You were pumpkin roll. That's like the
pumpkin
ultimate.
Roll, pumpkin pie. But I mean, beyond that, when you get into this pumpkin spice beer, pumpkin spice this and pumpkin.
Okay.
I just wanted your opinion. I got a clear message. That was it. Just, don't put your pumpkin spice on snappers, on Pastrodani snapper.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just egg whites, flour, Tony's accessory, the Creole seasoning. They have two versions of that. They have an Oh My God Hot, which is ridiculous. I love it. But not everybody else likes that because it does put hair on your chest, even for women. And then the diced green onions and then the diced peppers. Again, it's got to be diced kind of fine. Put it in there, and then it's a beautiful fish.
Wow.
Beautiful fish.
That does sound really good.
Tastes really good.
Mm. Now, okay, so now we've only got half the show left, and we've run out of topics.
No, we didn't run out of topics. We're going to do more, man. We're going to do more.
Above and beyond?
Above and beyond.
So let's go to the side dish. What's going
to
go really well?
To infinity and beyond.
Oh, Buzz.
What's going to taste well with this?
Not
this
yet.
Dish?
The rum's all the way over there.
What?
It's in the studio?
Yeah.
The studio
again. Here we go.
But it's, what? It's not close enough to me to reach. So.
No, no. We're going to keep that out of your reach, yeah, actually.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Put next to your polar pop here.
Yeah. What?
Oh, look at it. Now he's bringing it over to me.
Yes, he did. I don't. Why, what's wrong with you? I didn't pet it. I didn't know. That's not me. I got vanilla Coke.
Wait, wrong.
Wrong, yeah. Wrong faith there. Yeah. 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 All right. So now, what we like to have with that is a little bit of rice. We like to do brown rice with that. Put a little bit of garlic in it, a little seasoning with some parsley and stuff like that. Have that off to the side. You can have your little lemon wedge off to the side as well. Okay. Kind of sprinkle it down on top after you're done.
Do you like to put like a type of sauce on this, like a hot sauce on the fish?
Hot sauce.
Definitely. That sounds good with like a bed of rice, like what you're describing. Yeah.
Yes. Now, me personally, if you go to an Asian store, they have this duck sauce, if you will, and you'll see it. It's got little chunks of peppers in there, and it'll literally say hot on it. They're not kidding, okay? It is hot, but for toning it down-wise, you can just add a little bit of ketchup in there, and it tones it down just enough to where a normal person can eat it. I like it just like it is, and we'll put that on there just kind of like a drizzle. Back and forth on the snapper
for drizzle,
amazing. Mm. It is. Oh gosh, yeah. By the way, Radio Land, I love things spicy. I just love it spicy. So that's how I do the red snapper.
But then, there's literally twice of you to absorb it versus me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't do the hot. I mean, to me, I like mild. Heat.
Well, I lived in Louisiana for a while, and it's,
And you don't like Tabasco sauce. I don't get that.
Because Tabasco's not hot. It doesn't
No,
even
it's
have,
flavor. It's not heat.
It's not
flavor.
I mean, I guess it is kind of flavor, but it's not good flavor. Oh, sorry, Tabasco sauce.
See,
Tabasco
I'm
people.
The opposite. I love Tabasco.
It's more vinegar-ish.
Is yeah, the more? Vinegar, the peppers, and all that. Yeah. I'm a big Tabasco fan. I've always liked that.
I'll use it, but what's the one with the red hot? I'm not a big fan of. Crystal, not a big fan of.
I like the original Tabasco.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I like the El Cheapo Texas Pete.
Texas Pete's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
Or what about the one with the little wooden ball cap on it?
That's Tabasco.
Kahlua.
Yeah, that one.
Kahlua.
That one.
Yeah.
That's okay. Pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know what that one is.
You get that in most of your Mexican restaurants. It's got the little girl dancing on there, and then it's got the little wooden top.
I was going to say, the wooden cap with the girl dancing
that well?
On it.
I mean, with the hands up and everything?
What, man? Good, man. With it. We're doing charades on a radio station because y'all can see it.
But that was a good one. I wish we had pictures of that.
I know.
I wish I was younger. I'd get my camera out quick.
Yeah, they didn't have cameras back in your day, Frank. Oh, sorry.
But if you chiseled on the rock well enough, you could get a good impression.
3 hours later.
I didn't say the pictures were quick.
Interesting fact, by the way. In the Old West, they had pictures taken, right? And so they had this big, ginormous camera, and then you would stand there, you would take your picture. Do you notice that most of your old pictures, nobody was smiling?
It's because it would be like minutes you had
yes.
to stand
Is
there.
That why?
Yes.
I did not.
People would be freakishly smiling. They'd be like, this hurts. Hurry up. And they
it's
people
true.
Would,
I wonder. Yeah. I never knew that. I was wondering why a lot of the older pictures, no one's smiling. But it's because they just
it
didn't know when it
was. So long
the
to
exposure
do it.
Exposure was horrible.
And you had to be very, very still.
You couldn't
or
move.
It got.
It blurred.
You had to be extremely still. And it took forever. Literally several minutes of standing there.
See, wow. We teach everybody all kinds of things. It's not just about cooking fish. This is just a knowledge station. Can we change the name to God and Fish? No, what are we doing right
we're
now? Cooking fish.
Cooking
we're doing
fish.
Cooking fish and other
you can call it anything
other
you
usually
want.
Other useless knowledge things that nobody really cares about.
Cooking fish.
You know, it's funny. One of the execs at the radio station where we turned to said, "You're not supposed to talk about the other shows, because maybe one of the stations aren't buying the other ones, and people would wonder." I said, "Well, wouldn't that make them want to buy more?"
That's what I'm saying.
And she was like, "Well, no." And I'm like, "She's a wonderful person. She's really nice, but." I can talk about God and fishing. That's our show.
The way I look at it is we're doing all the other shows. We might as well plug them, like Tarpon World, God and Fishing, God Guns and Game. We should talk about it. And if you like us on one radio station, you're going to love us on the other ones.
And if you really don't like us at all, well,
Keep listening.
Hang around a while.
We might grow on you like a tumor.
it's like that fungus that grows in the basement.
Probably
comes up. You know,
you're using bad analogies.
These are great analogies.
These are wrong analogies.
These are the reasons why people go to the doctor to get a tumor removed and to get their athlete's foot taken.
We don't want to be removed. We grow on you like the favorite aunt in the family. You know, when you first meet her, you're like, and then, you know, afterwards you get
Donnie, you grow on people like a rose vine.
Yeah.
a blooming flower growing over the white picket fence. That's the way
you saying are. I got a lot of thorns?
No.
Are you calling me prickly?
No.
I think he's calling you a prick.
Oh!
No.
Frank.
There's no blood, no punctured skin on this one.
Uh-huh. No, all right.
All right.
No blood, no
So you're
foul.
Saying I'm gorgeous.
Yeah, that's what it is. All flowery and wonderful.
I don't take
snappers,
it seriously.
Really, you shouldn't.
Yes.
Okay. When you got snappers, what's the average size of a snapper that someone would catch, fishing out in the Gulf of Mexico? Or whatever?
Okay, if you're going to go out there and go after the American Reds, you get them any this season. They made them from 16 up, 16 inches and on up. Our average ones were in the mid-20s.
How deep were you, though, with this average? Because
we were 45 miles out in about 130 feet of water.
So what would the approximate weight be on a 20-inch American Red?
I would have to lie, and I can't do that. I'm a pastor, but I don't weigh them. But I would probably 12, 15. I don't know.
I would say 5 pounds or 6 pounds.
Yeah. I was thinking 8, but or something. Yeah, but depends.
They don't feel very heavy to me. But
that's why I'm.
They got a lot of
with
curve
all
to
the
them,
snappers.
The American Reds are beautiful.
When people think about going out in the Gulf, and they think about catching these monster fish.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, you catch a lot more smaller stuff.
You do.
There's a lot of 3 to 5 pound fish being caught, and. The only difference between that and like catching smaller fish in a lake is all of a sudden you're reeling this up, you're pulling, and you think you've got a plug that's stuck in the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, and you get it up, and it's this little 14, 15-inch fish, and you're like, oh, my God, where did that come from?
Yeah.
You know, it's something about the depth and all
normally
that.
Normally, when we go out there and catch, we normally in the mid-20s to mid-30s in our fish.
On the American Reds.
And groupers.
Yeah, but once you get into the lane snapper.
Yeah,
or
lane
snappers,
you're talking
15
inches, maybe 17 inches
if you're lucky. Yeah.
And, which is our other fish that we're going to talk about real quick.
You got about 3 minutes. Two or 3 minutes.
Lane snapper. Steel egg whites, your milk mix, take you some walnuts and beat it up. Crush it up into powder. Add a little bit of flour to that. Dip your lane snapper into that flour mix with the walnuts. And then, again, fry it in peanut oil. Go back to peanut oil. And fry that in that, and that's an amazing, lane snapper, mangrove.
Okay, you got me on this one because I'm walnuts?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Is it because you're like lanes are typically going to be a thinner fillet than an American Red, so having like a thinner piece, the walnut, like you can taste it better? Or
it's just something different.
Okay.
Any of these work for
I'm gonna go different on that one. I just never assumed walnut flour as a base. Now you're using the egg whites, whipping that up to use that to get this to stick.
To
right?
stick, yeah. Your egg whites is your mix to. Hold your flour.
No,
okay?
Would you put a little bit of sugar in with the flour on that?
You can.
I mean, walnuts?
I never have.
I was just thinking with the walnuts, a little bit of sugar mixed in with the flour might
be. You can try it. I've never done that.
You know, sweeten it up a little bit because the walnuts are fairly sweet.
She loves sweet stuff, but I like a black walnut, a little bit of flour, pack it on there, put it in your frying pan. Tastes really good.
All right. We've talked about a couple different ways to catch cooking fish, catching fish, and something with seas and fish. Why don't you say grace for us? So, final step to enjoying a good meal.
Absolutely. Gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. And, Father, let us always be reminded that there's many people doing without. And, Father, we ask you to provide all their food, all the necessities in life. And, Father, we give you thanks for the food that we're about to eat. We always want to be reminded it's to you that give us these provisions, and we want to give you thanks and honor you. And, Father, we thank you for our family, And Father, we pray for those that are lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay. Well, that was nice. Nice job there, Pastor Donnie. This is Cooking Fish with Fish and Frank, Pastor Donnie, and Captain Barry. And thanks for listening, boys and girls.
See you next week.